My dearest fellow children of God, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What's the most important decision that you can make in your life? Is it what profession you're going to follow? Maybe it was who are you going to marry? Where will you live? There's a lot of decisions to make in life, isn't there? A lot of important decisions, and they will shape everywhere that you go from that day forward. It's really not that far off from that board game, Life. Do you remember that one? It's all about decisions. What are you going to do? Are you going to go to school? Or will you start working right away? What job are you going to have? What house are you going to buy? Let's not forget maybe the most important decision. What color car are you going to drive? You could say that life is all about choices. One decision after another that leads you down the path until you are where you are. But what is the most important of those choices? How about the choice between life and death? How important do you think that one is? We take a look at what the Lord says here in Deuteronomy. That's exactly the choice that God placed before the people of Israel. He gave them the option to choose life and prosperity and everything good, or to choose death and destruction and having no hope. Seems like a pretty easy choice, doesn't it? I mean, who would ever choose death when life is there? When that promise of God is right there in front of us, and yet the truth is that all around the world, people are choosing death on a daily basis. That's where God's encouragement for us comes in. That's why we see the Lord encouraging us when we make our life choices to make sure that we make the right ones. It had been a long and hard road for the people of Israel. 40 years of wandering in the wilderness had left them tired and worn out. No doubt a lot of them had perished ever since they had left Egypt in slavery, went to Mount Sinai, and now here they stood on the banks of the Jordan River looking into the promised land that God said, I'm going to give this to you and to your descendants. And it was there on the banks of that river He gave them a choice. What will you choose? This is what is written. See now, today I have set before you life and prosperity, death and disaster. This is what I'm commanding you today. Love the Lord your God. Walk in His ways and keep His commandments, His statutes and His ordinances. Then you will live and increase in number. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are going to possess. The Lord places before them a very simple choice. What will you choose? Will you choose life? To do so, all you have to do is follow me. Listen to my laws. Listen to my commands. Do what I told you to do. And as a result, you're going to be blessed. You'll be blessed after generation in this land that I am giving, that I have promised to you. Or instead, are you going to reject me? You'll turn your back on me. If you want nothing to do with me, then the blessings that I have promised can't be yours. So choose, which will it be? Life or death, prosperity or disaster. What would you choose? Seems kind of simple, doesn't it? I mean, of all the choices in the world, could there be any one that makes more common sense? Of course we're going to go with the prosperity that the Lord promises, with the life that He is so willingly giving, when our alternative is death and disaster. Who would make that choice? How well do you know the history of the people of Israel? Because when you learn their history, you realize that after this moment, they chose death. They may have said that they chose life, but their actions didn't show it. Because the Lord said, once you go into the promised land, I want you to wipe out all the inhabitants that are there. I want you to possess the land fully and wholly. Don't leave anyone else alive. And they didn't. As a result, they ended up intermarrying with all of these peoples who had different gods. And the worship of false gods began to influence the lives of the Israelites. And it got so bad that eventually the worship of the true Lord was frowned on. They tore down His altars. They tore down His shrines. and they used them to worship false gods. They chose death by their actions and by their lives. And as a result, that's what they got. Jerusalem's destroyed. The people of Israel, the people of Judah are hauled off in captivity, many of them never to return. They chose death when the Lord had offered them everything, and all they needed to do was listen and obey. Are we that surprised by it? Maybe we are a little, but let's be honest. People around the world are choosing death right now. And on a daily basis, so do we. Because every time that we know what the Lord has said, but say, I'm going to do my own thing and I'm going to go my own way, we're choosing death for ourselves. Every time that we place something in our lives before God, we're choosing death. We look at His Word, we look at His will. No, I'm going to keep on sinning. We choose death for ourselves all the time. The world all over the place, every time that somebody runs to something other than Jesus, is choosing death. Every religion that totes some other ideal, some other God, is the one that you should be putting your trust in. Every time that we get into our humanistic mindset and say, I'm the best that there ever has been, I can follow my own way, I'll be the one who makes the decisions on how my life gets shaped. Every time that we do that, we're choosing something other than the Lord, and we're choosing death. We're clinging to what we know, we're clinging to what we love, because I've got to take care of myself first. The problem is, in the process of all of that, we're choosing death. Because the Lord is the only one who can offer life. He's the only one who has forgiveness. It's only in Christ that we have any hope of salvation. And yet, we cling to death. I'm going to be honest with you, we didn't have much choice. That's the state of things. Ever since Adam and Eve fell into sin, that's who we are. That's where we've been. The world plummets into sin, and now that is where we're stuck. We couldn't choose life, even if we wanted to. The sinful nature in us wouldn't allow it. Satan works very hard to make sure that you don't have a choice in the matter. You can't choose to follow the Lord because everything within us, this sin within us, has so thoroughly conquered who we are. It's like the Apostle Paul says, that the evil I don't want to do, that's what I keep on doing. The good I want to do, I don't. We didn't have a choice. Not before the Holy Spirit entered our hearts. And yet now, after the water of baptism, how many things are different? Now, after the Holy Spirit has done His work and pointed us to Jesus, our life has been completely changed. Jesus, who did live the life that God had demanded, the one who did choose life above all things, and yet what does He do? He marches Himself to a cross and He dies so that your sins are removed and forgiveness is given to you. He chose death so that you have life. And now we have that choice finally that we can make. Not a choice between whether we can be saved by our own power. Let's not get that mistaken idea. We have a choice of whom we will serve. The one who has given us life, the one who through His death has forgiven all sin. Or will we continue to serve ourselves and to give in to that sinful temptation that has been with us every step of the way? We have that choice between life and prosperity or death and destruction. Will we follow the will of the Lord or will we go our own way? It's not an easy decision to follow through on, is it? Maybe it's easy to say. The choice might be simple, but trying to follow through on it is a struggle each and every day. But that's part of the choice. So what are you going to choose? That's what the Lord is placing before you again today, just as He did with them on the banks of the Jordan River. What will you choose? Life in my name? To follow my word into my will? Or death and disaster? Because that's where every other road goes. If we aren't following Christ, we're leading to our ruin. And so what do? We gather here as we are right now. We show the choice that we make in our lives. In the fact that we could easily give ourselves over to that which our sinful heart says we should, but say, no, I won't do that because that's not in service to my Lord. We gather together for worship. We open up His Word and we read, we study, we learn, all because we want to live for our Savior now. We make the choice to not give ourselves over to Satan and sin, but to live for our Lord, to be anchored in Christ our Savior, so that our words, our actions, our deeds may show who we are now through the blood of Christ. You have that choice going forward today. In fact, I would think I can be honest and admit that every moment of the day that choice is placed before us. What will we do? Who will we serve? What will we follow? And in the end, what will we gain? Do we live for our Savior, the one who has given us life? Or do we choose our own death and turn our back on Him? Make the choice. And the Lord has promised life, prosperity to everyone who calls on His name. So many important decisions that are made in life. None more so than this. The choice the Lord places before us. Who will we live? Whom will we serve? How will we live? Life or death? The Lord has won for you life. I think you know the decision to make. Amen.